You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Andy Klein. The Jensen Olson Arboretum will soon be celebrating 15 years of showcasing some of the best of Southeast Alaska gardening. To mark the anniversary, the Arboretum also hopes to feature the work of local artists. And joining us to roll out some of those plans is Patricia White with Friends of the Jensen Olson Arboretum. Patricia, thanks so much for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about this idea of representing artists at, you know, it's such a beautiful spot out there. And, of course, we always just think mm-hmm. of all the beautiful plants that are growing there. But tell me a little mm-hmm. bit more about this idea of also representing art there.
Well, the board of the Friends board wanted to make sure we network with people in the community other than gardeners, not just gardeners. And the pandemic has kind of slowed things down. So we decided, you know, art and music is a nice, they're nice groups of people to connect with. So we decided we'd start with art, and we want to have local artists. We have a submission already from an 11-year-old.
Oh, that's good.
He wants to do some form line, and we'll wait and see what he presents. But we said, sure, come on, let's do it.
Is this going to be artwork that's displayed outside in the garden?
Yes.
Okay.
So the art has to be weatherproof, bear proof, porcupine proof, wind proof. So it lends itself to being structural art, maybe even three-dimensional stuff that can withstand all the elements of life out there.
I'm thinking maybe bear resistant. I don't know about bear proof, mm-hmm. but
Right.
Maybe that becomes part of the art, you know, a couple of bear scratches mm-hmm. here and there kind of add to.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of like my garbage can, right?
That's right.
But we hope that maybe we'll have a little kinetic art, meaning it'll move with the wind or the rain or something, you know, people will be creative that way.
I mean, there is sort of a long tradition of artwork that interacts with gardens. I mean, that's so
Absolutely.
Often part of it, but it's mm-hmm. a really interesting thing to think about stepping even outside of that, the normal windmill or, you know, mm-hmm. blown glass and things like that that are beautiful mm-hmm. and probably will be, I would guess that will also be part of this, but it certainly is interesting to think about it's almost like you're saying that you want to make it a temporary sculpture garden.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was at the Seattle Northwest Garden Show last month, and there were these huge concrete hands that were probably almost 3 feet wide, and it was a waterfall, you know, that had recirculating.
Uh-huh.
So things, you know, it's whimsical, it's great, it's beautiful. So that's what we're hoping for. And let me give you a little bit of detail.
Sure.
The art is, we're hoping to get proposals by April 15th. That's the cutoff date. And by May 1st, a selection committee will select the ones that we think are most appropriate for a public garden in an anniversary year. And they'll be installed the 1st of June or so and stay up until Labor Day, September 5th. This will be a juried show, which means there's prizes for second, third, and people's choice. There's money attached. And we felt like it was important to respect the artist's work, as well as when an artist wins first place in a juried show, that can go on their resume. However small or little show this is, it goes on their resume. And we had a lovely opportunity last summer to do this with artists that painted the inside of our new bathroom. And we had five or six applicants. We chose one. She produced it. It's really nice. Next time you go out, go in there and see. It's a lovely woodland scene with birds and ferns and things. So we're just pushing it a little more with sculpture art.
That's cool. So so the juried part of it, the judging, does that happen at the beginning or does that happen in the middle or at the end?
Well, traditionally it happens before the show is opened.
Okay, so then you're able to see which ones were, this was the mm-hmm. grand prize, right. This was the one, right. Yeah, that kind of thing. Right. Oh, I see. Right. Okay. I was wondering towards the end, some of the artworks that weathered the best, you know, might be
Yeah, right. May become the people's choice, right?
That's right.
Well, this one looks really good.
End of season people's choice versus beginning of season people's right. choice. It is, right. And you say it's season. It's really fascinating to me that you're dedicating the entire summer season to this show.
Mm-hmm. We want to bring people to the garden that's never been before, and we hope that this might do it. We're going to have some music in May at various events. We hope that'll bring different people who are not just the gardeners or the primrose enthusiasts, we have a big collection of primroses nationally accredited. So people come out and study them, but we want other people to come too.
You know, it's interesting. I think during the last 2 years and the early adjustments we made, I went out to the Arboretum a couple times because it felt like a nice, safe place to go outside and enjoy the beautiful outdoors. Mm-hmm. Are you all predicting an uptick in visitation with the ebbing of the pandemic restrictions?
Well, actually, our visitor numbers were really high because it was a safe place to go. We anticipate more numbers because the cruise ship season and the independent tourists coming back to town. I don't know. I think we had upwards to 8,000 visitors last year, which is down, but it's still a nice number of people.
And it was all locals.
It's free.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's free. There were some visitors coming from a wedding that they were attending that came out, that sort of thing. But it was a safe place for moms to bring kids, that you could be outside. You didn't necessarily need masks unless you were interacting. And it's free. It's a city and borough parks and rec facility. And so that makes our garden, the Arboretum, pretty unique. Most arboretums are privately funded, so they really struggle from time to time with donations and upkeep. We're lucky. We have it's a public facility from Parks and Rec, so
yeah.
We have a unique situation.
It is unique, and I mean, there's so many. You often see community gardens that have different functions and things like that, but to have this dedicated city facility. Tell me a little bit about some of the things. If people haven't been out there for the past couple of years, what are some of the changes they might see at the Arboretum?
Well, I think not much yet, because Ginger Hudson, our new manager, has been there about 18 months, and she likes to say, hope she's okay with me saying this, in 18 months she's had 10 months of firsts. The most rain, the most wind, the most snow, the most flooding. So nature here is not kind to things. And so it's still under snow mostly. So we'll see what happens. It stayed mostly. Oh, no, excuse me. I just remembered. Ginger has made a demonstration of composting, which was very different. Composting was kind of behind the scenes. But she's opened it up and showing people how this all works. That's different. And she's taken down a number of the mountain ash trees, really old trees, unfortunately, but they attract bears. And they're invasive species,
right,
and that sort of thing. So 6 weeks, the summer before, the arboretum was closed due to bear activity. So this eliminates some of that. So new trees are going in and more sunlight in some places. So it looks a little different, but not much. The composting is the big deal.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, in the last, 3 years ago, the parking lot was kind of built there. And mm-hmm. Were there some kind of facilities built at that time as well?
Yeah, we fundraised, the Friends fundraised and got grants and put a fancy new bathroom in. We called it the Lovely Lou. And then we had, let's make the Lovely Lou lovely on the inside. And then we had that artist thing happen. So it's a nice building. It's kind of a unique design, and it works very well for Southeast. It's a pit toilet, really, but it's very fancy on the outside.
Well, we don't have time, but yeah. Yeah, it's not right. Hey, you're out the road. It's fine. It's a facility.
Right. It's better than that plastic thing. thing when you got in it. It just kind of moved all around. It was really weird.
Right, right. Well, you know, and as you said, you have a new person working out there. I'm sorry, remind me of her name again.
Ginger Hudson.
And she came. And has had a long background in gardening, and quite a qualified person to bring into town.
Right, right, right. There were 48 applicants, and 24 of them thought it was a caretaker's job, which it isn't at all. There's a lot of data collection and sharing and seed collection and really botanical science stuff going on, if that's the way to say it. And she came down from Anchorage and is just thrilled to be here. She loves it out there at Pearl Harbor. Her husband's there too, and he works remotely, so he comes and goes. But they're just having a great time.
Well, that's great. Well, run us through the details one more time of this of the art, if someone wants to get involved in it, that sort of thing.
Yeah. They should go to our website. That is friendsjoarboretum.org. friendsjoarboretum.org, and there'll be Art in the Garden Project. It's in red letters. Click on that, and it'll give you all the information you need to submit a proposal. You can submit up to three. You could do it by video, sketches, photos. However, we'll pick the ones we think are most appropriate by after April 15th. By May 1st, we'll have made those decisions. You install it the first week of June, and they stay installed until Labor Day. And you can sell them if you want. We're not asking for any commissions. If you want to sell, you can. We'll have bios on the artists. We may have a Meet the Artist event. We're not quite sure yet. We'll see how it all plays out over time.
But lots of potential there, and lots of different alternatives. And it's all in celebration of the 15th anniversary. This is really amazing. That's kind of flown by, but 15 years of the Jensen Olsen Arboretum, and it's Art in the Garden Project. And Patricia White from Friends of the Jensen Olsen Arboretum, thanks so much for joining us today. And sounds like a really fun and wonderful project that we'll be able to enjoy all summer.
Come on out.
Sounds great. Thank you,
Thank
Patricia.
You.
Okay.
Yeah.